The proposed reduction in ferry service to Prince Rupert would affect summer sailings only and would cut that service in half. Instead of 4 trips per week, the Alaska Marine Highway System would offer 2. Jim Potovin is the Southeast Region Marine Systems Planner. He says the reduced service is an effort to improve efficiency and save money.
Right now, the traffic out of Prince Rupert can be handled by one mainliner. We're running 2 ships at roughly 50% full, while we can be running one, doing 2 trips a week at 100% full.
While those numbers may seem reasonable, Dennis Watson, general manager for the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, spoke up and says that reducing ferry trips won't fill the boats.
The reason IFA happened is because the Marine Highway System frequency of service out there just kept going down and down and down. And instead of getting more fuller boats and stuff like that, the whole thing was starting to collapse.
Watson was referring to the state's ferry service to Prince of Wales Island, which IFA now offers on a daily basis. He says that more ferry trips rather than fewer will increase ridership. Following the meeting, Watson expanded on his comments. He says the state also could increase ridership by working with the Canadian government to ease travel restrictions.
There's a lot of problems with going through Canada right now. I think we need to sit down with Canada and try to work some of them out, because that Prince Rupert route used to be, you know, a really full boats when the Aurora ran out of there, really full boats come out of there, you know, and I think it could get back to that if we could get some of the regulation out of it, and certainly reducing service I don't think is going to be the best way to get a good result out of it.
The need for a passport to get in and out of Canada is one such regulation, but there's also travel restrictions on people who've been convicted of certain offenses, such as driving under the influence.
I mean, I just talked to a guy yesterday, wants me to write him a letter. I mean, he got one 30 years ago, and he wants to, this is a little bit different deal, but he works, he's a merchant mariner, and they want to be able to work in Canada, and he can't get off the boat. You know, nobody wants to have bad people go to their country, but on the other hand, people that made a mistake a long time ago shouldn't have to keep paying for it.
The draft transportation plan calls for 2 trips weekly in the winter months as well as summer, which means wintertime service would increase slightly. In addition to the proposed summer service reduction for Prince Rupert, the draft Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan includes a reduction in Ketchikan-Durangle ferry runs. It would go from 5 to 4 in the summer. Another concern raised at the public input meeting is a terminal in Saxman to serve the Metlakatla ferry run. Lee Wallace wants the state to take another look at building that terminal, which he says would cut the length of the ferry ride in half, therefore decreasing fuel costs for the state.
And again, that's going to increase economies and increase opportunities, both for increasing economy both in Metlakatla, Saxman, Ketchikan, and really needs to be brought back up to a high level at that step.
Potovin responded that Saxman residents had resisted a plan to build a terminal there, but Wallace says that's because the state insisted on buying the property.
And Saxman's made up of 1 square mile, so the citizens voted, and they voted against the sale, and what they wanted to propose, the city of Saxman proposed, was a long-term lease.
Potovin says he'll take that information back to DOT officials for another look. Other comments offered during the meeting included a desire for more bike and walking paths next to the state highway, requests for better maintenance of current state roads within Ketchikan, and a couple requests that the state build a bridge to Gravina Island. The Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan is updated every 5 years. It offers a general outline for the region along with a schedule for major projects. One of those big projects is the construction of 2 Alaska-class ferries, which likely will be built at the Ketchikan shipyard. The first ferry is expected to be done and operating by 2016. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.